Marianne Combs is here for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
All right. So now, last week, we were already getting in the mood for Valentine's Day. And now, I would assume we're kind of ramping up even more for Valentine's Day events, are we?
Valentine's Day and beyond. So here's the thing. You know, it's all about love. And love takes many forms. And it's all about, you know, to me, love speaks to humanity, loving your fellow man, loving, you know, it's
loving yourself.
Yes, sure.
Look in the mirror and love yourself. If you have no one else to love this Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Jill.
Self-love on the morning show.
Yes.
Anyway, so yes, well, continue. Yes.
I've got an event that might end up in that category. We'll see. But so I'm thinking more broadly here about love and what it means to really stretch yourself and to like open your heart up. And so that's the theme for today. Open your heart. So first show is at Penumbra Theater. It's The Ballad of Emmett Till. Now, if you're not familiar with the story of Emmett Till, it's really, it was a young African-American teenager who was kidnapped and then killed.
Yes.
Back in 1955. It really sort of became a spark for the civil rights movement at
Indeed.
The time. So
mm-hmm.
it really set something off. This is the story of that young man, and it's getting rave reviews at Penumbra Theater. This is a story. So, you know, I've had friends say to me, why do I have to go see a show that's about history, you know, and about sad stuff? It already happened. And I, you know, life is rough enough. I say to you, history has some very, very important lessons that will help you to understand things happening today. And that these, you know, when you get the emotion, not just the news headline, but when you have the emotional cathartic experience of a theater
Definitely.
Production,
yeah.
Those emotions become a part of your body and you understand the
you
events
fully understand
in a way
the events.
You didn't when you just read a headline.
Yeah,
so.
Much.
That's what I'm saying, folks. That's at Penumbra Theater, Ballad of Emmett Till. And it runs, through March 2nd it runs at Penumbra Theater. So check that out while you still can. Now, love taking all forms and getting to understand those all forms. They're 20% theater company in the Twin Cities here is a theater dedicated to creating roles and stories and employing LGBTQ artists and allies. And so they've got this series called The Naked Eye, Insides Out. This is the third time they've put together a show that's drawn from experiences of queer and trans experiences, and they put it together a show from monologues, short scenes, spoken word poems. Each year, the show is completely new, a completely new set of experiences that has inspired it, and every year it sells out.
Mm.
I mean, it is just a big show for the community. So this is on Intermedia Arts. It runs, it's just 10 days. It's February 13th, so tonight through the 23rd at Intermedia Arts. It's The Naked Eye, Insides Out, an amazing variety of windows onto different ideas around identity and who we are. And a lot of it is just saying, I am me and I don't fit into your box.
Mm-hmm.
And so learning to open your heart around that concept. So that's
All
my
right.
pitch for the second one.
Okay.
Finally.
Yeah.
Say you really want it to get hot and steamy.
Hmm. You got me. You got my attention. Uh-huh. Correct answer.
Might I suggest mm-hmm. that you do something that's so non-Minnesotan and go out for a little erotica?
Sure.
Ooh.
So the Erotica Slam takes place tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Kieran's Irish Pub in Minneapolis. And this is a competitive slam featuring erotic subject matter.
Holy cats.
Talk about getting hot and heavy. So up to 24 poets will compete in preliminary bouts over Thursday and Friday evenings. And the top 4 poets from each preliminary bout will advance to the finals. Explosive night of words. I'm just saying.
How do you judge something like that? Can you imagine being a judge of the erotic
take
slam?
Your pulse?
I was going to say, heart rate monitors, probably. Check the thermostat in the room. Maybe.
So I'm just saying, you go to one of those shows, I think you'll be leaving the night rather primed.
All true.
All right, when does this happen again?
This is tonight. Ooh, Jill is taking notes. This is tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Kieran's Pub. You can go to one show. You can go to multiple shows. And yeah, so that's for your taking it up a notch. That's my recommendation. So
sounds great.
Let's
and if you're we're going to get emails on this one.
We're
going to
give your heart a workout. Yep, give your heart a workout.
Right. In multiple ways. So we'll have the info about all these events up online at thecurrent.org. Check the blog there.
You got it.
Nice tips. Thank you so much for the suggestions, Marianne.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It as always. Marianne Combs from NPR News, and she writes the State of the Arts blog. Check it out there at nprnews.org. And she joins us every Thursday morning for the weekend arts roundup.